Don't look back because the market is closed. Good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Tyler Harridge here with the Vertical Research Advisory's daily market recap. Time for a quick analysis of today's market action, so let's jump right in. Starting with our indexes, starting with the Dow Jones, after a strong Monday that took us back above 25,000, we had a rough Tuesday, and we started the day positive. However, we saw the Dow close down, ultimately 178 points on the day, or 0.27%, to close at 24,834 on the day, back below 25,000. The NASDAQ tried to hang on to positive territory late in the day. However, it also ended the day down to finish down 15 points or 0.21% to close at 7,378. Next up, the S&P 500 also finishing down on the day, finishing down 8.5 points or 0.31%. So to close at 2,724.44 there. Lastly, the Russell 2000 came in as the biggest loser in terms of percentage on the day, to close down 12 points or 0.75%, to close at 1,625.23. However, the Russell 2000 is still up roughly 6.5% on the year, compared to the S&P 500's 2.3% on the year. But as you can see, not exactly a pretty day out there for our indexes. next up, moving on to the internals. Looking at the advanced decline numbers on the day, also not exactly what we wanted to see coming, with 3,440 advancers to 5,137 declines, so not exactly what we were looking for today. However, new highs to new lows to tell a different story. 530 new highs to only 135 new lows. So that makes 12 out of the last 16 days bullish on the internals, giving us the opinion that today appeared to be an overbought sell-off. Onto a few commodities to close it out. Gold basically unchanged on the day to close at $1,290. And oil, which actually reached a new high on the year today at $72.91. So, however, it gave back all of its gains to ultimately finish down on the day 0.44% and to close at $72.02. Overall, 9 out of 12 screens remain bullish for the VRA. As I mentioned, we have now had 12 of the last 16 days bullish on the internals. So, like I said, today did appear to be an overbought sell-off. Again, we are watching these overbought levels closely on our indexes. Thanks for listening today. Until next time, tomorrow is a new day.